I'm Jacob Fenston, WAMU News. While the government shutdown appears to be over, after just 3 days, the uncertainty continues for federal workers, even as they head back to work tomorrow. Money to operate the government could run out again February 8th. If the commute this morning didn't seem any lighter than usual, that's because many federal workers did go into work, if only to pick up their furlough papers and turn on their email auto reply.
Yes, we went into work to shut down and to, you know, put on your out of office that we're currently out of office due to the lapse in government funding.
This is Dee, who didn't want to use her full name, fearing reprisal at work. After setting up the auto reply, she met up with co-workers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture for brunch. Now at a pub across from Federal Triangle, they're watching the TV screens, following the latest on a pending Senate vote.
You know, you got people on pins and needles.
Dee says this is her second furlough after the 16-day shutdown in 2013. She jokes that she wouldn't mind a week off right about now, but she says even a short shutdown is stressful.
You already know money. Not knowing if you're going to get paid, you know, not knowing when they're going to resolve certain things. Like I said, most people enjoy a little vacation, which is fine, but, you know, extended long term, I feel like I need to go find another job in the private industry.
More than 250,000 people work for the federal government in the D.C. area. By late morning today, they were streaming out of the grand office buildings downtown. Alma Aliyah, who works at the U.S. Agency for International Development, was also heading to brunch with friends. She says it's her first furlough, and she was caught off guard, walking away from work, even work email, for what could have been weeks.
So trying to figure out what we can keep doing, what we can't, what guidance we can give the people that work for us has been a little bit confusing. So it's just been really disruptive, essentially, to both personal and professional schedules.
The disruption, she says, will have an impact on how effective they can be as government workers.
I'm a little lucky, I guess, in, you know, my daily job that if I'm not able to keep working, nothing tragic will happen.
We all have a lot on the plate. Fortunately, I'm not involved in processing tax returns.
Mike Repass was on his way home from the IRS.
Those people have even more on their plate, but I am involved in everyday running of the place in the sense of working on regulations and rulings and other things that people depend on.
This is his third furlough, including the 27-day shutdown in 1995 and 1996, the longest ever.
Things got slowed down. There's no question about that. But, you know, the world will survive. It's just a matter, you know, do you do it today or do you do it tomorrow or do it next week? People who want it today will be disappointed. People who don't care won't care.
Back at the pub by Federal Triangle, Dee's friend Nick, who also didn't want to use her last name, says these repeated shutdowns and threats of shutdowns aren't just slowing down productivity.
My one concern is with trying to bring back the millennials to the federal government and how this is perceived. Nobody wants to know that their job can be held hostage because they can't get it together on the Hill.
Meanwhile, the TVs are showing the action on the Senate floor. A breaking news alert flashes on the screens. Three Democrats in the Senate are flipping their votes. Dee reads the closed captions.
The vote today to reopen the government to continue.
There are enough votes to reopen the government, but Dee and her friends aren't exactly thrilled with the short-term spending bill.
See what I'm saying? A quick fix. So again, everyone will continue to sit on pins and needles until then and be hopeful that these big money makers make a decision. Wow.
She and everyone else will likely be back at work tomorrow, but in less than 3 weeks, they could be in the same situation once again. For WAMU, I'm Jacob Fenston.